Hi guys, welcome back to the Balanced and Empowered Fitness Podcast. Hannah Polly here. Thank you so much for joining in. I apologize, it's been a minute since our last episode. Not super long, but not as frequent as they have been and as I'd like them to be. It's been a crazy last few weeks. I still don't have internet. It's insane. They're completely tearing out my downstairs, and I'm using my hotspot on my phone to record this right now. So it's been a little bit of a hot mess, but we're staying positive. We're doing everything we need to. And I'm really excited for today's topic. So, super excited to dig in here. Okay. So, what I want to talk about today, because it's football season, because we're going to be going to the stadium, sometimes, we're going to be lost on what foods to eat while we're there. So, I want to go over just how to make the best decisions when you're in places like a stadium, right? Because typically in a stadium, whether it's like a professional one, if you're from Cincinnati, you're going to watch the Bengals play, or, wherever your local football team is, if you're going to like a game and you're going to be there for most of the day, it's important to have the education around how to make the best decisions possible. And then also like even like not only just for like professional games, but even just like, your kids' games, right? Like the concession stands. Like there's not always the best options there, but we have to work with what we can. I'm going to give you suggestions on like what to possibly bring with you if you can, and also how to make the best decisions with typical stadium foods. So let's dig in. Okay. So this is what I do. I am one of those people that likes to sneak food in stadiums. Typically, if you go to like, if you go to like your kid's football game or like your local school's football game, you can bring food with you. That is no big deal. But I understand it's not always something that everyone wants to do. If you're trying to get all the kids ready, sometimes the last thing you have on your mind is what food you're bringing. But I always recommend trying to bring food if you can. Okay, so when it comes to like a stadium, where they're doing security checks, they're checking bags and whatnot. What I like to do, and it's a lot easier in the wintertime because like you're wearing a coat, like typically with like more pockets, you have a little bit more flexibility to put things in your pockets. So I like to take tuna packets with me because they're really easy to pack because they're flat. So I'll like stuff a tuna packet in like the pockets of my coat. I mean, sometimes I'll stuff them down my pants, like whatever I need to do. But usually if I put it in my pocket, it's fine. So tuna packets are great because you're gonna get protein from them and also very easy to be able to just like walk into a stadium with. I know I'm like kind of breaking the rules here, but the thing is, it's like a lot of stadiums, they don't have a lot of healthy options, at least the one that I go to, right? It's the Bengals Stadium and the part that I go to, zero healthy options, like absolutely zero. Also, another protein idea are Greek yogurts. Now, I know this is a little bit questionable because obviously it's not going to be able to like be refrigerated for a minute. But honestly, I've done this and it's fine. I'll take like an Oikos Pro Greek yogurt, like 20 grams of protein. I'll stuff it in my coat pocket or my hoodie pocket. Typically, like a coat pocket's better because you don't have something like hanging from, how if you put something in your hoodie, it like hangs. It's like clearly obvious you're carrying something. So I like to do a Greek yogurt and I'll put it in my coat pocket. And I always wear like a big coat to games on purpose for this reason, not only to stay warm, but also to pack my food in, like the crazy person that I am. But I'll put like a Greek yogurt in my pocket, and usually it's fine. I mean, I've only gotten them taken away once out of all the years I've been doing this. It was one time because something else set the alarm. I think it was like a piece of jewelry I had, and they made me like take my stuff out of my pocket. It's like, you can't bring that food in. I'm like, man, that sucks. So for protein, like I said, tuna packets, Greek yogurts. Honestly, guys, I've put a protein shake in my bra before, like one of those like pre-made ones, like Muscle Milk or Premier Protein, or you guys know what I'm talking about, the ones you can buy like from gas stations. I put one of those in my bra, and I was fine. So those are good protein sources. And if you need like a fork for your tuna packet, there's concession, there's places to eat at the stadium, so you can always grab a fork from there. As far as like carb sources, so I like to take like a piece of fruit, either an apple or an orange, because like, it's not like something to put in a container. I like oranges, so I'll take an orange, unpeeled, and I'll just put it in my pocket. Put it in my coat pocket. Again, bulky clothes here are clutch. So typically like at halftime, that way I'll have like a tuna packet to eat, I'll have an orange to eat, and then or like an apple. And then also what I've done is I've actually taken like two pieces of bread or like an Ezekiel English muffin, and I bring that with me. So like you can put it like in a little baggie and like
put it in your coat pocket, because like especially like Ezekiel English muffins or any type of English muffin, they're a lot smaller typically than bread. Like I don't know, just like they're circular, they're a little bit easier to pack. You can even put like peanut butter on it to add some calories and, get like a little peanut butter sandwich in there. So I'll put that in my pocket too. So, I mean, I'm not joking when I say I go to games and I have a tuna packet, an orange, and usually like an Ezekiel English muffin in my pockets. And like I eat thing with like if you're wanting to bring your food, because like typically if you're at like a football game, you're gonna be there for like 4+ hours, right? Depending on the game. So it's like I like to eat right before I get to the stadium. I'll eat in the car on my way to the stadium. That way, like I'm not hungry going into it. And then, in 2 hours when it's like halftime, because I don't get there early. Like we get there like right when the games typically are right before they start. That way, halftime, I whip out my food, eat it, and then by the time I'm leaving, can eat food when I get home. So it's like a really, really good timing. So those are options. So like I said, tuna pockets, protein shakes, Greek yogurts, oranges or apples, and some type. You could even do like peanuts, like a little pack of peanuts. They actually sell peanuts, I feel like, at most stadiums. And like 2 pieces of bread or like a little peanut butter sandwich that you can pack, or like an English muffin with peanut butter on it, or plain, however you prefer, that you can like easily pack and eat. Now, if you are someone who does not want to bring food with you, if that kind of, because I get it, sometimes that type of thing makes you a little bit anxious, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I get nervous about like bringing food in, which like I totally get. I'm just like kind of a savage with stuff like that. But like I said, out of all the years I've been doing it, there's only been one time they made me throw it away, so it works. But as far as like the typical stadium food, okay, so like at least the part where I typically go in the stadium, there's always wings. There's burgers, there's pizza, there's fries, there's popcorn. Okay, like there's not a ton of options. There's like bags of peanuts, chips. Like there's really not any healthy options. Sometimes there's hot dogs. Sometimes there's like a nacho stand. Okay, so what you can do if there's a nacho stand, you could always make like your own little like plate without the chips. You could get like whatever protein source. Like if they have like if they have, typically nachos have some type of meat, right? If they have some type of beef, you could always get like beef, lettuce, and stuff like that and make it like a bowl. Just like X-nay on the chips, and that way you're getting like higher protein. You're not adding in a bunch of like processed foods or like added carbs or fats. That's always an option. Or if you do like a burger, what I always suggest whenever you do some type of stadium food is like if you have to resort to something like this, you want to just be mindful of portions, right? So instead of getting like if there's burgers and fries at this place, okay, instead of getting burgers and fries, just get a burger, because like you're getting your protein and fats from the meat, and then you're getting your carbs from the bun. So there's no need to add the fries. That's just going to be extra fats and carbs, right? If you're someone who's like, counting calories, trying to make better decisions, right? It's like the burger, it's not the most healthy option, but it's like you're still getting protein out of it. You're not overindulging, but the burger and fries is typically going to be a ton of carbs and fats. Not the best on the stomach. So that, and like I said, I hope that that makes sense. Or you could even get, if you really love fries, you could even do like do a burger, get no bun, and then just get the fries with it. So you see how you're not like double dipping, you're getting like one or the other. You're kind of like giving and taking. Or like if you're vegetarian, you could always just do like fries, like just do fries, and I get it, like that's not always the best thing to work with, but at least you're getting food in, you're not going hours and hours without eating. And then a lot of places too will have like chicken tenders and fries. So same thing with the burger. It's like, okay, either like just do the chicken tenders and skip the fries, because then you're still gonna get your protein. Yes, it's breaded chicken tenders, right? So there's gonna be carbs and fats in the breading. But at least you're not, again, you're not double dipping with like the excess fats and grease and carbs. Like you're still being mindful of portions and you're prioritizing the protein source. And that's the most important thing. If it's like, if I always like to do, if it's like wings where there's like sauce, ask for the sauce on the side. So ask for like if it's wings and not just chicken tenders, like let's say it's like mild or buffalo wings, say, can I just get plain wings with the sauce on the side? You're gonna save yourself a ton of calories not getting all that sauce on there. That always helps as well. So again, getting the chicken tenders or the wings and not the fries, because you're still getting like your carbs and fats from the breading or like from the sauce. So like I said, not something you have to do, but it's going to help a lot with portions, and it's going to help you feel more in control of your decisions. So those are typically the options, you know, and then of course, like I said, there's pizza. And you know, with pizza, it is what it is. It's like just being mindful of portions. It's like, okay, instead of eating a whole pizza, I'm gonna eat like two pieces of this and share with my friend or share with my significant other, whoever it may be. That way you're still getting some calories in, right? But you're not overdoing it. Like the biggest key takeaway to this type of thing is not overdoing it and just being mindful of portions, not overeating if you're someone who's trying to lose weight. Now, as far as drinks, I always say, like, obviously, I get it. People like to drink at football games, and I get that. So, if you're gonna have drinks, skip the high calorie beers. Go for like the seltzers, right? Or even go for like, you know, if you're just trying to like be drunk at the game, which is like perfectly fine. That's what you want to do. Take like a shot at a bar before you go in, and that way, like, you have a good buzz before you're going in, and you're not having to like be charged so much money as well and drink a ton of calories at the game. Because I know it's like one of those environmental things where it can be really easy to overindulge on drinks while you're there. But a good option, like I said, if you are someone who just likes to have a drink while watching the game, stick to like light beers, seltzers, and just make sure to hydrate in between drinks. That's going to obviously help with calories. Obviously, the less alcohol, the better. But you know, I totally get it. Like a lot of people like to have drinks with the game, and like I totally get that. I want you to enjoy your life, and you know, it's all about balance and moderation. So, you know, if you're doing some type of like drink, you know, try to combat that with like make sure to hydrate and don't get like a lot of times people get drinks and then get like a really high calorie like soda, right? It's like, okay, if we're gonna have drinks, let's do a zero calorie drink. I always recommend getting a zero calorie soda anyway, because it's like you're even though you're drinking the artificial sweeteners, there's cons to those, of course. It's better than like overdoing it with the calories and the sugar that most like typical pop is gonna have. So stick with water if you can. If you're really wanting to pop with your food, do like a zero calorie or like a Diet Coke or Pepsi or whatever it may be. It's just gonna save yourself some calories there. And then like as far as like hot dogs and stuff, so you know, if you get a hot dog, you could always even get like, you know, if you're trying to watch your calories and you're like, oh gosh, I'm already like pretty like high on my carbs today, you could always get like two hot dogs and just eat the hot dog out and not eat the bun. Just like dip the hot dog in like ketchup or mustard. If it like that's something that I would totally do. Or just get like one hot dog with a bun and there's your protein, there's your carbs, right? And not getting like fries or like peanuts with it. Because even though peanuts are healthy, it's like you're still adding all that extra fats with your which you're already getting from the hot dog. You know what I mean? So it's like I said, it's all about just monitoring portions. And if you can bring your own food and you feel up to that, it's always gonna be the better option. You're gonna feel a lot better, especially if you're someone who does eat healthier. You know, I hate that feeling of like eating something that's like off that I don't typically eat and then feeling like crap during the game. So I'm like, gosh, I'm just not used to eating this type of food. And I know a lot of you listening to this podcast probably are already eating that way when you're eating healthier. And sometimes when you eat those types of food, you overindulge, you kind of feel sick. And it's like that's never an enjoyable experience. But like typically too, like if you're at like a high school or like a school game, the options in the concession stand are a little bit different usually, but honestly not much better. There's typically like chips, candy, there's hot dogs sometimes, there's burgers sometimes. So it's the same exact concept. You know, you don't want to get like a burger and fries, or you don't want to get like a burger with a bun and like chips and candy, right? Like you're just really overdoing it there. If you have to resort to something, always pick the protein source first, which is going to be the burger or the hot dog or the chicken tenders, right? Or the wings. Like always making sure you get that option first and whichever like carb source you choose with it and not overdoing it on the other side. But yeah, that's all I had for you guys today. And I hope that that makes sense. You know, prioritize protein. If you can bring your own stuff, you know, wear a big coat. It's really easy to bring it in, honestly. And you know, there might be different stadiums where they have healthier options. I know when we went to the Super Bowl in California, there were like so many healthy options at the stadium. I was so happy. But I get it, not every stadium's like that. So hopefully, if you know you're not in Cincinnati and your stadium has healthy foods, like that's freaking awesome. You know, obviously, you know how to resort to those. Still try to prioritize a protein source. You can bring your own food, even better. If not, again, just being mindful of portions, not overindulging, making sure to hydrate and drink water, and most importantly, enjoy the game. But I just want to give you guys some options here for, you know, when you are in those situations, and maybe you're like, gosh, I don't even know how to make the right decision. Or sometimes like you can feel like, oh my gosh, I'm at the game. Like, I'm just like, sometimes you'll take the day for a loss. And I never want you guys to feel that way, because you can still make smart decisions and still stay on track. Even though it's not going to be perfect, that's okay. You can still be mindful and still stay on track while, having to resort to things like that. So hope this was helpful, guys. Please, please leave me a 5-star rating if you're on Spotify, if you're on Apple. Please leave me a 5-star rating and a review. I always appreciate feedback, and I always am open to ideas. You guys know my socials are always linked below. You can always shoot me a message, or if there's anything you want to hear or learn more about, I'm always open to that. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next episode.